Hello.
Hi, my name is Wilbur. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. I assure you we're not selling anything. The interview will only take a few minutes. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. Would you help me out?
Hold on one second. Go ahead.
Great. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or
30
65?
To 49.
Thank you.
30
the
to
media, thank you, ma'am. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
I'm white.
Thank you very much. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Absolutely.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
I sure did.
Thank you. It's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you're to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat, or unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you very much. In your opinion, what's the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? Jobs and economy, healthcare, abortion, low wages, inflation, global climate change, racism, gun control, terrorism, federal deficit, immigration, education, crime.
Well, I care about all that stuff, but what's affecting my family is inflation.
Inflation, right? Thank you very much for that. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election on Election Day? A few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
The minute they put issue one on that ballot.
So that would be months before the election for you?
That's correct.
Thank you. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Issue one.
Thank you. Here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue one, summary. Providing state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and counting pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue number one? Yes for issue number one or no for issue number one?
I voted yes for issue number one.
Thank you. Why did you vote yes on issue number one in just a couple
because
words?
Because as a woman, I have as much right to decide what's best for my body more than any white man that's just sitting on his political and religious high horse.
Thank you, ma'am.
Tired of men trying to tell us what we can do and what we can't. The patriarchy is dead.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And you said you voted yes on issue number one in the November 7th election. When exactly did you decide you were going to vote yes? Months before the election, a few weeks, a few days, or on election day?
Months before.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in the election cycle. English language TV ads. English language radio ads, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, family members, church social clubs, or community groups?
I actually knew about it from the primary in March when they tried to do something in Ohio to amend the Constitution, and that if that had not failed, then they could keep the abortion ban. So I knew it was coming ahead of time, but I did have political phone calls about it.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for that. You see here. And when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends and family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, or pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers. You could choose one.
It's none of that for me. I'm educated enough to read the bill myself and make my own decision.
Women in general, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election, yes or no?
Yeah, there was one television ad that I saw with the governor of the state of Ohio and his wife on there telling us how we should vote no for issue one because it wasn't fair to the unborn babies.
And who was that that you seen? I'm sorry?
It was the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, and his wife.
Asking to vote, right?
Asking you to vote no.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for that, ma'am. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue number one, yes or no?
No.
No, right. Because of a woman's right? Women's rights, you say?
Yes.
And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind or not that you would actually vote?
No.
No, right?
No.
You think that it's too important for you, or?
I registered to vote when I was 18, and I've never missed an election. Oh. I vote every time I have the opportunity.
Thank you. Great. Just going to read you a series of messages and we'll be done here that were used by both sides of the issue number one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if its particular message to you could be convincing or unconvincing, okay? First statement, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors or faith and our family, and the last thing that we want is a government making those decisions for us, right? That's why voting yes on number one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exemptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages. So Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
I mean, it's somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next statement. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take it all away under the proposed amendment to to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
It's not convincing because there was nothing about gender identity switching in that issue one.
Thank you. Would that be not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. Next statement. Legal experts say issue number one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
It had no impact on my voting at all.
Not convincing at all, right. Okay, next two last statements. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on issue number one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
It's somewhat convincing.
Last statement. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue number one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting no on issue number one. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
I mean, I agree that partial birth abortion is horrible, but it didn't change my vote.
Okay, so not convincing at all, or not very convincing?
Not very convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, which party most shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats or Republicans?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. And what's the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the November 2024 elections? Healthcare, abortion, low wages, jobs and economy, inflation, education, immigration, crime, gun control, terrorism.
Donald Trump. I'm going to vote. If he runs, I'm definitely voting.
Okay.
I will not vote for that man, so I'm definitely going to vote. So it doesn't matter what the issues they're talking about on the platform. I'm going to vote for whoever's on the Democratic ticket.
Okay, so can I put healthcare or abortion, jobs and economy? You could choose one.
Jobs and economy.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in November 2024 election, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States. You could choose one.
Well, all three of those are important, but I guess economics and inflation.
Thank you very much. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party
I'll
nominee?
I'll vote for Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown, right.
Okay. Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as a Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And why? in a few words?
Because he's diplomatic. He knows how to handle delicate issues, and he's restored the decency to the presidential office that we lost under Donald Trump. And Joe Biden cares about all the people. It doesn't matter whether people are American citizens or not. He just wants what's best for people. And Donald Trump is a racist, womanizing, non-patriotic person who belongs in prison.
Okay.
Hate has no place in this country, and Donald Trump has incited hate the entire time he was in office and continues to try and do so.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Got all that down. Great. We're almost done here. Just a couple more questions and we're finished with this interview. Thank you for your patience thus far. In what country were you born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, South America, Cuba, Spain, Dominican Republic?
United States.
Thank you. In what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
The United States.
Thank you very much. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Democratic.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I'm pretty liberal.
Very liberal or liberal?
I mean, I'm not an extreme liberal, but so pretty liberal. I don't.
Liberal,
I'm not,
right?
Okay. I guess I'm very liberal. I don't know.
Okay. Great. Let me see here. Very liberal. And what is your annual household income before taxes? 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or 100 plus?
I prefer not to answer that question.
Not a problem, ma'am. And what is your gender? Male, female?
Female.
Thank you very much, ma'am. This concludes our survey. I do thank you for your patience and participation. Be blessed, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You're welcome. Good evening, ma'am.
Bye.
Goodbye. This before the homies and the thug niggas. This before the homies and the thug.